From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Today we're going to talk about the written equivalent of voice tone and body language, the non-verbal parts of written word. Here in the 21st century, we're all on display, all of the time. When you start a new job, within moments your bosses and coworkers have Googled you, Binged you, Facebooked you, LinkedIn you, and Instagrammed you. They've read what you've written. They've seen your poetry blog, which means that all of it, every single bit, will factor into how they perceive you. Oh, joy. Content and form are different. The online world is a dangerous and scary place if we say the wrong things. You declare, "I love rhubarb cupcake," all lowercase, no punctuation, and within 7 hours, the Rhubarb People's Collective is organizing a letter-writing campaign to get you declared a rhubarb terrorist who commits the unpardonable sin of transforming this most delicious of plants into lowly cupcakes. That's because they didn't like the content of your message. Content is the actual words and the information in your post. Form is how you convey your content. It's the writing equivalent of voice tone, body language, and other nonverbal communication. Form makes an unconscious impression. How you express your ideas matters. When people read your writing, they'll respond consciously to your content. Ban the evil rhubarb defiler who desecrates all rhubarb by making it into lowly cupcakes. Unconsciously, however, they'll respond to the form. Wow, that rhubarb loser didn't capitalize or use punctuation. We must shame this incompetent doofus publicly. Now, this is a dreadful reaction. The only thing worse than being harassed by the People's Rhubarb Collective is being harassed and not even having the dignity of being taken seriously by the collective. With the rise of social media and texting, we've been going through different conventions for different media. You write in one style when texting, you write in a different style when writing longer form messages, but for the most part, the unconscious cues haven't changed. If you want to manage your public reputation, your personal brand, your online presence, or whatever you call it when your boss looks at your Insta and judges you based on what they find, play it safe. Manage the unconscious impression as well. Use punctuation. Although it's all the rage not to use punctuation these days, punctuation exists for a reason. It clarifies your intent. Your need to enroll in the Rhubarb Witness Protection Program wouldn't have happened if only you had used the right punctuation. With no comma, the phrase, "I love rhubarb cupcake," sounds like you're going to kill the rhubarb and make it into cupcakes. And that's why the Rhubarb People's Collective got so upset. They didn't know that you were writing to your schmoopy, whom you call Cupcake. Just add a comma and your sentence becomes, "I love rhubarb cupcake." They would have cheered you on for this wonderful, novel way that you've chosen to romance your schmoopy. Capitalize. 60 or 70 years ago, poet E.E. Cummings abandoned capitalization. So for all you youngins out there who think that writing in all lowercase makes you modern, you're actually emulating an acclaimed poet from the early 20th century. That makes you extraordinary historical scholars, and we salute you. Until you're famous, however, using all lowercase can seem way too informal. Your friends may love it, but when you're posting in public where your boss or your coworkers can see, you'll come across as someone not worth taking very seriously. It's a shame, really, because when you explain your cancer cure in all lowercase, they won't even read the whole thing. Meanwhile, I've really cured cancer 16, the person responding to you with perfect capitalization and punctuation is actually a troll. They're claiming that there's a study, which there isn't, showing that cancer can be cured with cornstarch, water, and food coloring. It can't. Tragically, the human race will miss out on your cancer cure. Happily for several day traders in Duluth, cornstarch futures will go through the roof. Use good grammar. Once you have the words, punctuation, and capitalization working for you, make sure to pay attention to the grammar. Grammar includes the words you choose, how you use phrases and clauses, and how you order your words within a sentence. Using good grammar helps you come across as thoughtful and intelligent. Using poor grammar for any reason, even if it's because you're writing in a language that you aren't fluent in, comes across as less capable, less thoughtful, and less worth taking seriously. It shouldn't. Ideas should stand on their own merit, but remember, this stuff is unconscious. Poor grammar will affect people's impression of you. Consider how regional and cultural dialects and colloquialisms might affect how you're perceived. Linguistically, different dialects are all perfectly legitimate variations of language. In terms of the impression they make online, however, they can work against you when they're used out of context. In American business, you'll make the best impression when your language is standard and grammatically correct, at least until the day that we overcome linguistic bias. Fortunately, you can always hone and improve your grammar. Grammar Girl, founder of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, has the best podcast on grammar tips ever to grace the airwaves. Subscribe to her podcast if you don't already. And in fact, in writing this episode, I actually referred to her episode on how to use em-dashes so that I could make sure to use them correctly in the show transcript. Write with structure. If you're doing long-form writing, which is a paragraph, an essay, a Twitter thread, as opposed to a single post or a long LinkedIn post, you can further boost your impression by structuring your writing. You'll make several different points in a longer piece, and the order of those points matters. There's no one order that will always make sense. Generally, start by briefly recapping relevant information that everyone knows and agrees on. Brief is important. What you're doing is setting the stage, and you're showing the readers that you all have a common understanding. Then move on to your main points. If you're making a recommendation, you might start with the recommendation, followed with the reasoning. If you're persuading, you might start with evidence and build up to your conclusion. Either way, a strong narrative will hold your reader's attention. You don't want them checking out halfway through your piece of writing. My personal favorite book on structure is The Minto Pyramid Principle by Barbara Minto. It's the best guide I have ever found on how to structure logic so that it flows for your readers. The nonverbal aspects of speech manifest in text as spelling, punctuation, capitalization, grammar, and structure. They aren't processed consciously, so people will skew their impression of you based on these nonverbal elements. When you care about your public reputation, it's worth putting in the effort to master all of these. Not paying attention to how you present yourself online is like showing up to a job interview in a ripped t-shirt and cut-off shorts with unwashed hair. While it's true that your clothing has nothing to do with your ability to do a job, it still affects the impression you make. Remember, from the People's Rhubarb Collective to your boss, coworkers, and new schmoopy candidate, managing how you come across will make a world of difference. I'm Steve Robbins. I don't like to wear suits, but I do love to use em-dashes. You can follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook, and if you lead an organization or a large movement, if you think big and you plan to change the world, I can help you organize your life to make bigger things possible without getting overwhelmed. Learn more at steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Home isn't just a place. It's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair while it's cold outside. With a warm drink, or maybe even a wine in hand. As you watch the world go by outside your window.
Mmm, short rib.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home.
Refill?
Long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.